This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Oh, it is hot. Oh, and it's miserably hot. This was a rough weekend. I don't know how you guys did this weekend. It was just rough. I should actually say it was just very disappointing all around. Right? Now, I know some of you who are Game of Thrones fans are like, whoa, wait a second. We had the Game of Thrones season premiere. Disappointing. I love Game of Thrones, and I thought there were some parts, you know, even funny, you know, in this, you know, first episode of their last season, but still, I expected a lot more. It wasn't until the last 30 seconds of the show that it's really started to get good. So, I don't know, just kind of disappointed. Another thing is, okay, so it's hot, you know, and I was talking to Manny about this. So, you know, usually at this point in the summer, what we do is we just find places to go where there's air conditioning. I mean, we have air conditioning in our house, but, you know, I'm sick of being at the house. We got the new puppy. She's still peeing and pooping in the house. It's, oh, yeah, okay, so talk about a cluster. So we build the doggy door. I told you guys we have this new little Bichon puppy. Usually all our animals are rescue. But the problem is we couldn't take any more rescue dogs because they don't do well with the cats. And so we researched that the best sort of dog for cats, if you have rescue cats at home, is a Bichon. I think also a Lab is really, really good, too. And a Golden Retriever, we talked about that. So we, dug a big hole, you know, through our house, and we built the doggy door. Home Depot had something on sale. And we get this whole doggy door ready, and we start throwing her butt out the doggy door. And in the morning, that was fine. By the afternoon, I'm like, wait a second. Something's wrong. And I go outside, and the gravel and the ground is so hot that there's no way I could throw her tushy out the house to go potty. So no matter how much, progress we're making with potty training the little baby, now we have to carry her. We have to find a very, very cool area of the outside, and she ends up peeing and pooping all over the place. Now, yeah, we're going to build an awning. This dog is getting so damn expensive. I thought you get the dog. Because when you get a rescue dog, it doesn't really cost that much. You know, you get the dog. You should get the dog for free. You buy food. You take the dog to the vet. If you have to do any spaying or neutering or whatever you have to do, you do. And I already have that calculated. All right? You know, doggy doors. And now it's starting to get cool. The other dog doesn't have a doggy door because he's so big. That's Apollo. Apollo's the size of a human, so we don't have a doggy door because people were coming into the house robbing us. Not that we have anything to rob, but they didn't know that. Like, oh, man, Dr. Dahlia must have some really good radio equipment. But Dahlia's on iHeartRadio. Dahlia's on GCN Live. There's got to be some really good stuff here. Right, but I don't do my show from the house. So, idiots. Anyway. So we didn't have a doggy door. So now you buy the doggy door. Now we got to find an awning to cool down that part of the house where we have shade for little baby Uzi. Yeah, her name is Uzi. Yeah, like the Israeli weapon. My kids love guns, and the next dog we're gonna name is Glock. I like gun names. It's ridiculous because she's this little frosty-looking, snowflake-looking thing, and we name her Uzi. But anyway, so we had major issues when it came to potty training. And so that stopped. So we were like, I'm getting the hell out of the house. So Planet of the Apes, right, everybody was talking about Planet of the Apes. We saw Spider-Man, and Spider-Man was good. I really liked the Spider-Man movie. And they were saying that Planet of the Apes is better than Spider-Man. So here's the Planet of the Apes. I think it's the War on the Planet of the Apes or something, okay? And I'm like, well, this has got to be good. It was boring. The first part was fine, but I'm sitting there, and I know I'm not supposed to be giving movie reviews, but I gotta tell you guys, you might want to just rent this one, or wait till it goes on Netflix or something, but oh my gosh, it dragged. And they tried to have some comic relief, and the comic relief stunk. That's where you go wrong in a movie. Where you go wrong is where you try to have comic relief, and it's not funny. Okay, now I'm no comedian, but I know how to crack a joke every now and then. And it just didn't work like it should. And then at the end, you just want to be like, okay, can I get the hell out of this movie? And so, you know, I have on Facebook, you know, when in the movie to take your potty break. I would say after the first 5 minutes, you could just stay in the potty the whole time and grab a magazine because, you know, the movie was kind of boring. And sorry, because I really had high hopes for the whole Planet of the Apes thing, but it just wasn't that good. Now, everyone's telling me not to see Transformers. They're saying Transformers sucked. Now, again, I haven't seen the new Transformer movie because it's starting to get expensive. One is I'm spending all this money on air conditioning in my house. Two is now I'm at a theater spending how much? Oh, my gosh. It's like the tickets, like $40 for tickets. And then, of course, the kids are like, you know what? I'm hungry. I want popcorn. I'm like, there's no way I'm buying you a $9 tub of popcorn. Bite your nails. Mom, I'm hungry. I'm going through puberty. I'm hungry. You know, we need to eat. And I'm like, well, you know what? Just in case the movie sucks, let's get some popcorn. Thank God we got the popcorn. Because at least I could sit there and look at the shapes of the popcorn. I could try to stick my tongue within the popcorn and see how many can stick on my tongue. I could at least entertain myself in the movie with the popcorn. So it was a rough weekend for me. I hope you guys' this weekends were better. But from a news standpoint, it was interesting. So I get home, and I start, you know, preparing for my show. And, wow, we hear that a plane... Now, it's been now refuted, but last night we heard that a plane evacuated because somebody farted. Did you guys hear about that? The airline's going, nah, 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 nobody farted. But somebody's like, no. You know, and the airline's like, wait a second, the first one who smelled the Delta is like, it wasn't us. Like, well, it wasn't us. So we're going to talk about farts, and the reason why is because it sounds like somebody was ill. People got ill from this fart. They got headaches, they got nausea, so that's some pretty scary stuff. The Senate Obamacare repeal and replacement is on hold because Senator John McCain, 80 years old, is recovering at his Arizona home following surgery on Friday. He had a blood clot above his left eye. So Mitch McConnell wants to hold off on the vote till John McCain can come. I asked that same question, is he going to vote for it or against it? If he's going to vote for it, my guess is he's voting for it if the Republicans are going to wait. If the Republicans were like, okay, let's hurry before John McCain gets back, then you know. And then a woman had like 27 contacts in her eyes. I don't know, maybe she didn't have any contact lens holders. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. budget. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. All right, so last night we heard that passengers on an American Airlines flight needed to be deplaned immediately because there was symptoms of nausea and headaches after somebody reportedly on the plane passed gas. This happened at Raleigh Durham International Airport in North Carolina on Sunday. And the airport had to begin an investigation because regional news outlet WNCN said that some passengers on board had become ill before they were all taken off the aircraft, citing airport officials who said that somebody passed gas. Apparently, the airport later said there was a medical call. Now, American Airlines is like, no, nobody farted. All right, it was a mechanical issue. This is so stupid. Look, people fart on the plane all the time. I was kind of shocked by this, because, you know, I'll just sit there, and all of a sudden you smell it, and you're like, oh, gosh. So I bury my head in my shirt, wait for it to pass. I try holding my breath so I don't get any E. coli into my lungs. Last thing I would do is turn my lungs brown. And I wait for it to pass. Not that that could really happen, but we'll talk about that. And, you know, you can't crack open a window. You know, but they really have a really good filtering system. Planes are really good at getting rid of fart smells. They're really good because people fart all the time. Like, you got 200 passengers on the plane. I mean, you know, plus they're going to toot. Anyway, and then you have babies and kids, you know, they don't care. So a spokesperson for the airline has now given us this quote. We did have an aircraft from Charlotte to Raleigh-Durham this afternoon. It landed at 2:19 p.m., arrived at the gate 2:21. It is currently out of service for a mechanical issue and odor in the cabin, but it is not due to past gas as mentioned. Second spokesperson told Telegraph Travel the story is not true. Now, they say what might have happened is odors in the cabin could be caused by issues with the way air is supplied from the engines. When there is a contamination from hazardous chemicals as the air is bled through the engines to pressurize the cabin, a, quote, fume event can be declared, which sometimes leads passengers or crew to becoming unwell. But they said if the commotion was because somebody broke wind, it would not have been the first time. According to the Telegraph, they said in January last year, one flyer felt compelled to pass a flight attendant a note suggesting that they make an announcement inquiring into the health of a fellow traveler because of the noxious fumes emitted from his tushy. Apparently, farting on a plane is a scientific issue. They say academics discuss the effect a change in air pressure have on the stomach. One report into pilot flatulence found that more than 60% have reported feeling of regular abdominal bloating. So flying on a plane may trigger the need to toot. Personally, with all my bowel problems, I got to tell you guys something. With all my bowel problems, as long as I poop before I get on the plane, I have no gas. And so that's what I recommend. I literally have some sort of a ritual where I make sure I go to the bathroom, even if I have to use a stool softener, so that when I'm on the plane, I don't have any gas. And I have a comfortable ride. It's really nice. So, and I just flew back from Europe. No gas. Blew my mind. I know I only have to go up to pee. I can't poo on a plane. It's really hard for me because, I don't know, it's not on room. I feel bad because, you know, the whole airplane knows you're going to the bathroom. You know that? When you go to the airplane, okay, people watch you go up and down the aisle, right? They see you go into the toilet, and then there's a big light that flashes, right, for the whole plane to see, toilet occupied. So somebody is there with the stopwatch. I know it. People don't mind their own business anymore. They're all up in your business. So I know that it says occupied, 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 and I'm in there, and I'm like, you know what? I can't sit there and start a Candy Crush game. Let me just do what I have to do. I'll just pee, and I'll hold it until we land. And I usually don't take that long of flights. I mean, maybe 4 or 5 hours to New York, but that's usually the longest. So I can make good. But, you know, everybody knows you're going to the bathroom. Now, last night, however, I did not have American Airlines' statement. So I had to very quickly, for my listeners and for local news media outlets, inform everybody about farts and how they could cause headache and nausea. And they can. Farts can cause headache and nausea. So first, let's get a little technical here. Okay, fart is not supposed to be called fart. It's flatus. Or flatulence. And flatus comes from the Latin term meaning blowing or break wind. I don't like using the term flatus because it still makes you giggle. You might as well say fart. And you basically get the air because you swallow a lot of air. We breathe in a lot of air. We take a lot of air in. So we have a lot of hydrogen and nitrogen and oxygen and carbon dioxide and methane already. But you also have little microbes in the intestine making air. And the odor, though, is not caused by the nitrogen. It's not caused by the oxygen. The odor is caused from these little minor sulfur gas components, hydrogen sulfide, dimethyl sulfide. I think there's also dimethyl disulfide and dimethyl trisulfide. Let me look it up. There's a lot of, yeah, dimethyl trisulfide, methyl mercaptan, methanol ethyl. So those are these, they're very, very small components. People used to think ammonia and short-chain fatty acids, according to Wikipedia, cause a gassy smell. But it really is this hydrogen sulfide that kind of has that characteristic rotten egg smell. Now, I wrote about this on my website at drdahlia.com or on my Facebook and Twitter. There's even a nice little graphic on there to kind of show you how the gas is made. And so, you know, when they've done studies of hydrogen sulfide gas, they found that it can make people sick. Right? And people are very, very concerned about farts spreading germs. You know, we talked about farting on a pillowcase. If you fart on a pillowcase, can you give somebody pink eye? Technically, yes. But we haven't had any true scientific studies proving that. What we have had is some studies where they had a fart done on a Petri dish. Somebody put a Petri dish up to their tushy. And bacteria did grow. Now, it wasn't the type of bacteria that would really hurt you. But bacteria did grow because, you know, farts do expel air. They expel, you know, the stuff that comes from the colon. However, what the scientists discussed, though, was that your clothing acts as a filter. And so if you do, let's say, accidentally shart, right, the pants are going to catch it. If you're wearing underwear, that'll help as well. And so we rarely see people getting sick from breathing in a toot. Okay, and the body's very good with that. The lungs are kind of, you know, the lungs don't seem to do, to have as many issues and seem to, you know, completely collapse when it's around a fart. You and I may not be able to breathe because of smell, but we don't really see people go into full-blown asthmatic attacks when somebody farts. But going back to the toxicity of hydrogen sulfide, in toxic doses, hydrogen sulfide can kill you. It can cause convulsions, delirium. That's hydrogen sulfide. So in a chemical setting, you get exposed to this stuff, you could die. You know, like you're in a lab and something spills. In a fart, however, remember, it's less than 1% of all the gas, you know, within a fart, which is why a fart shouldn't be able to kill you. Is a fart combustible? Yeah, there's methane in it. There's oxygen. Those are combustible gases. You can light farts on fire, absolutely. I haven't ever tried that because I can't control it. You know how some people can control it? They go, you know, I could fart on demand. I can't do that. But hydrogen sulfide, however, can cause headaches, nausea, skin, eye irritation. And so, you know, if people did report that on a plane, I believe it. Now, this is the kicker. I don't know if you guys remember my show a couple years ago, but there was a study that came out of Exeter University where farts were actually, the gas from farts actually could provide health benefits. Now, the article said, can smelling farts, you know, help prevent a stroke or whatever? I forget what the title of the article was that I read to you guys. But basically what these scientists found is a lot of cells need hydrogen sulfide to repair the mitochondria. And mitochondria is like the energy powerhouses of cells. If a cell has mitochondrial damage, the cell will eventually die. And cells will produce enzymes that will help produce hydrogen sulfide for the cell. Researchers think that this hydrogen sulfide can help repair damage of heart disease, stroke, dementia, and many other diseases. So I wrote in this article, you know, don't ask your buddy to do you a solid yet. Don't have him fart in your face. Wait a second, you know, because, again, we still need more data. But, you know, we giggle a lot, you know, about farts, but I always look at the evolutionary purpose of things. And, you know, for us, we don't fart because we're supposed to laugh at something. Okay, we fart because that's a way for us to get rid of the air. You know, we pee, we poop, right? We pee to get rid of the extra fluid and get rid of the extra toxins in our body. We poop to get rid of the food that we don't need. And we fart to get rid of the gas that we ingest or make in the bowel. So, you know, before you giggle or you fart on somebody's pillowcase, realize that this is a real Darwinian selection of the fittest or whatever, you know, process that we humans need. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the GOP health care bill is right now stalled. Not that I think they have the votes yet, and I know we've been debating this, for a while, but because currently Senator John McCain, who's 80 years old, is recovering, and luckily he's able to recover from a blood clot that he had above his eye that had to be removed. The clot was discovered during a routine physical last week. They say surgeons at Mayo Clinic Hospital in Phoenix successfully removed a 5-centimeter blood clot during a minimally invasive craniotomy with an eyebrow incision. Alright, so what's an craniotomy? Well, basically, they have to get into the brain, the cranium. They have to get under the skull. And so they went through the eyebrow. The bone is thinner, all right, near there. And that's where they had to get to. I mean, they're not going to start from the back. And the eyebrow incision is one thing, but then they had to open the bone to gain access to the brain. And, it usually requires a neurosurgeon. It's pretty significant stuff. And clots happen when, the blood ends up, not having the flow that it needs to. I mean, he's 80 years old. He's had multiple health issues from what we understand. I think he even fought melanoma. And melanoma could put you at risk, obviously, for, blood clots. But I thought he was in remission or it was gone. But he did have melanoma, according to Sanjay Gupta, around that area. They say the clot was over his left eye, not far from the left temple, where he was diagnosed with melanoma back in 2000. So, and Dr. Gupta looks like says the same thing. If somebody has a blood clot, that makes you think of cancer. Cancer seems to be more thrombogenic and put you at risk for blood clots. He had three other malignant melanomas removed, his left arm, left shoulder, left nasal wall. These were removed in 93, 2000, 2002. They were limited to the top layer of the skin, were not invasive, all declared stage zero. But his invasive melanoma was the reason that he started to get screened. And remember, with his, war history, et cetera, military men, even in the 40s and in World War II, they used sun bomb. They used sunscreen to protect themselves. There was a certain sun bomb that they could use. I actually have some from from World War II, in a medic kit. But it's not something that, they applied all the time on a regular basis. And so, and with him and his, Vietnam, military history, I wouldn't be surprised if, he picked up some, most men have picked up some sort of skin cancer or something, especially if they were outside, for extended periods of time. But, he did, John McCain, unfortunately, suffering from this clot. It sounds like he's home and he's doing well. He's got great doctors and they expect him to be at work by the end of the week, if not Monday. Still just kind of, blows your mind on what we could do from, from a medical standpoint. Now, with this repeal, where are we at now? Well, there's been a lot of discussion. Dean Heller, who's the senator from my neck of the woods in Nevada, on the fence. We also have Rand Paul, Susan Collins from Maine. Rand Paul and Susan Collins from Maine are already no votes. All right, but from what we understand, if we have one more GOP senator that says, no, I'm not voting on it, or I'm not going to vote for it, that's a problem. Now, Dean Heller had told reporters that he was going to read the bill over the weekend. Last month, he said it was going to be very difficult to get me to a yes. He expressed concerns about changes to Medicaid that would slow the increase in federal spending on the health program that we talked about for Nevadans, and those changes had remained in the bill. Now, Brian Sandoval, our governor, strongly supports Medicaid expansion, and the federal government pays 90% of the cost of enrollees in the expansion population. This is going to be phased out in 2020. I have offered my counsel on this, okay, because I know why Dean Heller is perplexed, and there's a lot of focus on the Nevada senator. And trust me, I contacted the office and sent them here if you need to. You can just see them go, really, we're going to talk to Dr. Dahlia? She's going to talk about farts. No, that was just one segment on the show. I talk about other things. But, and this is why I'm a fan of Dean Heller's, okay? And his caution, it's not that, he's being a jerk or anything, anybody, okay, who looks at the bill and says, but this is not going to fix Obamacare, is 1,000% correct. We've discussed this. Okay, no bill that we're putting together as quickly as possible to try to make as many changes as quickly as possible is going to fix the mess that Obamacare made. And Obamacare is going to plague us for decades, and it's going to take us decades to fix. So if somebody is against the bill because they say, but this isn't going to fix it, they're right. I mean, academically, they're right on that subject. However, politically, it's going to hurt because we know that, we don't have 20 years to fix what Obama did. Something has to be done before the midterms. Something has to be done now because insurance premiums are ridiculously high. So, you know, I can't get too mad at Rand Paul or Collins or some of these people saying, but the bill won't fix our issues. They're 1,000% correct. But, you know, we can't just sit and stew. We can't sit with our thumbs up our butt waiting for Obamacare to fail, because Obamacare is not going to fail before the midterms. And if the Republicans lose Congress to the Democrats are going to keep infusing money into Obamacare. You could just keep throwing money into it, throwing money into it, throwing money into it, and keep it on life support for a while. It's imploding. But if Congress votes to throw more money at it, they could still, you know, sputter for, you know, a few more years. So, that's the problem. The problem is, you know, with the way the media, you know, approaches, votes done by our legislators. Oh, well, Dean Heller voted for the repeal and replace. They wouldn't go into the whole, they wouldn't go into the whole discussion of, look, you know, this wasn't going to fix it. It's going to take 20 years at least to fix. This healthcare system won't be fixed in a bill, but it was the best thing we could do. They don't do that. They just do the quick three-word soundbite, and that's a problem. So if Dean Heller can't make his case, if Rand Paul can't make his case or whatever, you know, they have to decide one way or the other. And saying, no, I'm not going there with this, I don't think that's going to work, because we just have too much going wrong right now, and the GOP has to look like they're doing something. And again, you know, Obama kept blaming Bush, you know, for, you know, the economy and all the issues that he had to deal with. Well, after a while, people didn't think of George Bush. They connected Obama with a crappy economy. And rightfully so. He didn't fix the economy. He made it worse. This was the worst recession I've ever seen, and basically threw us into close to a depression. The only reason why we weren't into a depression is we had credit cards and people being able to live in their houses without being evicted. Right, people were living in their houses for years before the banks caught on or did something. So that allowed us to not be walking around in the streets, you know, needing soup, going to soup kitchens. But, you know, with this, there's only going to be so long where Donald Trump could say, look, this is Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare. If he had an opportunity to do something, even if it's little, do something. All right? And if you have voters out there going, well, you have to do a lot. You have to do a lot all at once. Remind people that's why we're in the mess that we're in. So, if Dean Heller needs my help, he has it. If he needs my support, he has it. He has concerns about the changes to Medicaid, and he has to, because Medicaid is pretty big in Nevada. Right? But somebody also has to stand up and say, look, Medicaid is not just supposed to be an open faucet. All right, there has to be some planning, some budgeting, and if the economy is going to get better, we can't just keep enrolling people on Medicaid. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can email us also at drdahlia.com or write us on Facebook and Twitter. Tessa writes, now, I got this last week. Remember we were talking about unnecessary procedures and how doctors are in trouble for fraud? So she writes, I've had a mole on my neck for years. Every time I showed a doctor, he would recommend biopsy, but it hadn't grown, so I wouldn't do it. Last month, I scratched it, and it bled. I went to a new doctor who again said to biopsy. I'm fed up, so I let him. It wasn't cancer, duh, she writes, but it did get infected, and now I think I'll have a bad scar on my neck. Every doctor wanted to biopsy something that shouldn't have been. Isn't that fraud or, quote, unnecessary procedures, she writes. Okay, so basically what she's saying is she's had this mole that wasn't cancer, and every time she showed it to a doctor, the doctor offered to biopsy it. And she wouldn't do it. She didn't think it had to be. It never changed. She scratches it. It bleeds. She goes to a new doctor. The doctor says, we need to biopsy it because a bleeding, you know, mole could be a sign of cancer. You know, it's a new doctor. He doesn't know her. He hasn't been watching it for a while. And so he recommends biopsy. And I'm going to say what she should do. They all should recommend biopsy. And I'll tell you why. But I understand why she's frustrated. It turns out not to be cancer. But she has an infection. She's worried about the scar. All right. Would that be classified as an unnecessary procedure? In the olden days, you would be seeing the same doctor over and over and over again. So if he remembered you as a baby and you had that mole, and here you are years later as a young, you know, 20-year-old, and you still have that mole and it hasn't changed, no, he's probably not going to recommend to biopsy it. But some people have big, dark moles. And I'll ask about it. I'll go, have you always had that? Is that, yeah, I've always had it. I go, it sure is dark. Are you sure? You know, that just doesn't seem like a light freckle or a light type of, it's dark. No, I've always had it. It's always looked like that. Leave me alone. All right. That's when I meet somebody for the first time. And nowadays, you don't see the same doctor all the time, right? You see a different doctor every time. Every time you walk, you see a different doctor all the time. So, nowadays, we have that problem and a huge problem, liability. If a doctor misses melanoma, his career's over. I mean, that, you miss melanoma in somebody young, when that mole was there, or that person comes in because they're having an issue on the mole, somebody comes in because they have a bleeding mole. And you see them for the first time, and you don't recommend biopsy, there's hardly any defense. Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, why doesn't he say watch it? Why doesn't he say, you know, because remember, if a person doesn't follow up, nobody cares. They'll still go after the doctor. So many lawsuits happen because the patient stops following up, goes to another doctor, the other doctor gets to be Monday morning quarterback and go, wow, now, you know, this is cancer. And they go after the doctor that they saw, or any doctor that they saw. So at this point, and by, you know, your practice, your practice or life as a physician is over, maybe I'm being a little overdramatic, but that lawsuit is enough to kick you off your malpractice insurance company. If you can't get another malpractice insurance company, it's really hard to practice because most states require that you have insurance. Most insurance companies require that you have malpractice insurance. You know, every time I try to apply to be on an insurance company, they go, show us your certificate of your malpractice. That's great. I'm like, here it is. I haven't had a lawsuit. I'm still good. Here's my... They ask, any claims that you've had? If you have any claims, that could prevent you. Not only can it prevent you from not getting on insurance companies, but it can prevent you from even renewing your medical license. Medical boards are responsible now for you. Now, one case, and, you know, you explain it as, look, you know, she's had this mole for years. She never wanted it to be biopsied before. I wasn't going to make her biopsy it. I was just going to watch it and wait. Yes, you could probably, from a medical board standpoint, argue the case. But not to a jury. No. This young woman lost her life because you were too lazy and you were so busy worried about your golf game. And they know how to make a doctor look so evil that, unfortunately, a jury will fall for it. And so, so now here's Tessa walking into a doctor's office with a bloody mole. That doctor better offer it. Now, but you see the word I'm using, offer. Okay? If a doctor doesn't offer it, he's in trouble. If he offers it and you deny or you decline, that's fine. But if a doctor doesn't even offer it, he's in trouble. Now, another big problem we have is many times doctors offer things and they forget to write it down. They forget to document that they offered it. One of my friends got sued really badly because it was somebody who was having headaches, And, you know, it was a person that didn't have insurance. And he's like, you know, if your headaches don't go away, you know, you really need an MRI. You want me to order you one? No, I can't afford that. What are you talking about? MRI, please. Come on. I have headaches, are fine. I can handle it with Tylenol. Leave me alone. Let's talk about what I'm really here for. So they talked about whatever he was really there for, et cetera. Well, years later, he ended up having a brain tumor. Doctor got sued, had to close down his practice. He never put in the chart. I did ask him if he wanted an MRI. He said, hell no. Put that in the chart. If the patient says you're an idiot, put that in the chart. You know, I had a patient that wanted to cry foul because I called the patient to check on him and to follow up. And there was, I think the mother-in-law answered the phone, and her name was Rose, R-O-S-E. And so I go, look, you know, I'm calling for so-and-so. I'd like to leave a message. It's the only number she gave us. Can I have her work number? No, she's in between work, but I'll tell her you called. I go, okay, good. So I wrote down, spoke with Rose at, I don't know, 7:55 in the morning, whatever, or, I don't know, 3:30 in the afternoon, whatever, and I documented that. Well, about a month later, patient comes in all upset. You know, she's like, look, I ran out of my medication. You were supposed to call and check on me and remind me when to follow up. Okay, well, first of all, I'm not your mommy. Okay, the doctor's not going to call you every time you need to follow up. But I did call to check on you. She's like, no, you didn't. And I go, who's Rose? And she goes, Rose? I go, yeah, who's Rose? Well, Rose is my mother-in-law. I go, that's who I spoke to, see? Did you talk to her? Oh, gosh, that's my mother-in-law. All right. Well, thank you for calling. And it's like, if I didn't write Rose, this could have gone really badly. And so, you know, we teach medical students that you need to document like crazy. And I can only do so much. If you don't want to come back, if you have other things on your plate, I mean, I do. Have I made a follow-up pap smear? No, I haven't. I don't feel like going in. Meanwhile, months go by and you're like, oh my God, really? It's been 2 years? So it feels like only months. And so, you know, for a doctor to say, guess, you know, this is what I want you to do. Let's just watch it. If you think it's growing, come back and see me. If he takes on that attitude, and that's what's in the chart, he could be in a lot of trouble. But if he writes in the, if he tells you, look, I think it should be biopsied. If you don't want to biopsy it now, that's fine. But I'm recommending the biopsy to make sure it's not cancer. Then you put that in the chart. She had this mole on her neck. Right? To me, it looks a little large. It's over a centimeter. You know, it has a couple little colors. It doesn't, you know, look as symmetrical like a healthy mole would. I recommend biopsy. Right? And then ask the patient, would you like to do that? Patient says no. Patient declines biopsy at this time. Now, to be extra careful, you sign something. Have the patient sign something saying, I was offered a biopsy. But doesn't this drive you crazy? This is a relationship we have to have with patients. That, like, we have to expect a lawyer to be right there in the middle. So, Tessa, I'm sorry this went, you went through this. I know you feel like it was an unnecessary procedure, but a bleeding mole is cancer until proven otherwise. If this was the olden days where the doctor knew you and said, look, you know, call me in 48 hours. Let me take a look at it. Let me look at it in a week. But right now, we can't trust that anybody will come back because it's just a much different healthcare system. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi,
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.